Oh, yeah. Yesterday, Anchorage elected a new mayor. After 3 years of Mayor Dave Bronson, and after 51,000 votes cast yesterday in the mayoral runoff, Suzanne LaFrance looks to be on track to be the next mayor of Anchorage. She is up by 10 points, 5,000 votes. That seems pretty damn near insurmountable. Ethan, your thoughts, my friend.
Yeah, a 10-point lead at this point is tough to overcome. I know Dave Bronson thinks that he can do it because he came back from half a point down last time when the new votes came in, but he won by half a point. So let's say he gets a 1-point swing. He still loses by 9. Suzanne LaFrance, congratulations. And Dave Bronson, thank you very much for your service.
Let's go back to 2021. Because, oh, how things have changed, right? In 2021, in the mayoral runoff between Forrest Dunbar and Dave Bronson, Dunbar won 65% of the precincts. The difference was that Bronson really ran up the score in South Anchorage and Eagle River. So when you look at today's or yesterday's election results, and bear in mind the precinct data won't be, since it's a citywide mail-in, the precinct data won't be available until the votes are certified. But it seems to me, right, if I'm Suzanne LaFrance, she had to have really picked up some votes in South Anchorage. I mean, I think Eagle River is Eagle River, and Eagle River is going to Eagle River. But I think Suzanne LaFrance is going to be interesting to see where the South Anchorage vote came out, because 3 years ago, he carried 58% of the vote south of Raspberry Road and 61% in Eagle River.
Three substantial differences from last time. First of all, different candidates. Secondly, different issues. Thirdly, Dave Bronson has a record. Different candidates. Suzanne LaFrance is comes across as a relatively moderate, relatively calm, mature, capable human being. Different issues. We're not coming out of COVID, which was incredibly divisive. And that lit up the Save Anchorage crowd in ways that were tough for Forrest Dunbar to overcome. All the other things that had happened in the city didn't materialize. It was really about that national issue, that international issue. And thirdly, Dave Bronson had a record. He had a record of not plowing the streets, letting the police department lose officers at a substantial rate. He had a record of uncertainty and it within his own personnel selections to be charitable, because I think you should be charitable at a time like this. So those were the three things that were substantially different from 3 years ago. And now it's the helm belongs to Suzanne LaFrance.
Okay, so Ethan, you said the word charitable, and doesn't charity begin at home? And that's why I took the ballot from my house and cast it for Suzanne LaFrance, right? Because charity does begin at home. Now, I want to go back 3 years, and I want to point out to listeners, the first change you're going to see, the very first change, is the tone. Now, you'll remember 3 years ago, Ethan, all of the anger at the election workers. I mean, at the election officials, volunteers. Remember, you had Bronson supporters camping out in the parking lot and harassing them and outboxing them, or whatever the hell they call it on the internet. I mean, you will see a dramatic change overnight. And that's how the city of Anchorage starts to repair itself.
And I can't help but notice the irony that the Bronson crowd, which tends to be the only the votes that count on election day should be counted, is now saying, no, we need to have many more votes counted. It's going to change things. You know, elections really shouldn't depend on when the votes are counted. They should depend on the number of votes that are counted and the fact that they are counted accurately. And I feel very confident, having dropped my ballot into one of those boxes as well, that it was counted and all the votes will be counted and we'll have a new mayor come July 1.
Okay, now let's switch to the candidates. Both candidates, Suzanne LaFrance, Dave Bronson, had campaign events, election eve. So let's visit the first one. Let's visit Suzanne LaFrance's campaign event. Now, she was very magnanimous in winning. Her quotes were things like, we have challenges ahead, Anchorage is a great city, we have to get people working together, local government isn't left or right, it's progress, we need to get back to business, right? Her comments were all looking forward, positive moving forward. Then you go to Dave Bronson's campaign event, right? He's down by 10 points, and his quote was, "We are not discouraged by this." Okay, cool, dude. But then he goes on to say, "This is about where we were 3 years ago."
That's just fuzzy math. 3 years ago, he was down by half a point, and now he's down by 10 points. And I think you did the math when we were coming on and said the difference between half a point and 10 points is 20 times. So,
no, it's 50 times. He was separated by just 114 votes 3 years ago, and he's down 50 times that much.
Yeah, but half a point, two of those is 1 point, and 10 of those is 10 points. So it's 20 times. It's not 50 times, but that's okay. We're all entitled to fuzzy math here, but it's a lot. I mean, the difference is humongous at this point. He's not coming back from that far down. You just look at, there's what, 20, 25,000 votes that are still out there. He would have to win that by 10,000 votes, which means he'd have to win 15-5. And that's not going to happen.
His comments last night, I mean, this was significant, right? Because what he did at the end of his rah-rah speech to his supporters was basically warn them, right? That he said, "I'll be blunt with you. Chris Constant is pretty much going to be running the city. That's the way it works. He runs the assembly. He runs the elections. If Suzanne were to pull this out, that's what we'd be looking at." Told his crowd, "I'm the break on that. I'm the person standing in the gap and keeping that from happening." Well, yo, B-Dog, the gap you're facing now is 5,000 votes, my friend. So you better clean out your desk drawers, because I think Suzanne's coming in next week to measure the drapes.
Look, it's a ridiculous notion that Chris Constant is going to be running Suzanne LaFrance. That never was the way things were. And the only reason why he's so thin-skinned about Chris Constant right now is Chris stood up to him, and Chris and the assembly had to correct a lot of the things that this administration was not doing. This assembly had to do the things that the administration was supposed to do because the administration was not doing them. With a LaFrance administration, you're going to have capable people in there who know how to do their job. The assembly will go back to its more traditional role of setting policy and doing budgets, and not having to perform the administrative functions just because there was a vacuum out of the administration.
Well, there's two things before we close, okay? I keep going back to 3 years ago, about a week before the mayoral runoff. Dave Bronson was on the Mike Picaro show, and he basically said the assembly was illegitimate. And I remember his quote because it was so bizarre. He said, "While us conservatives have been out recreating, the progressive kind of slipped in there and now control the city. And now conservatives are waking up." That was his comment three years ago.
They were woke then.
They were woke then. Okay, they were woke. They were woke by progress.
Waking, but now they're woke? I don't know. It's all so confusing, Andrew. So confusing.
Well, let me take it a step further. Let's go through a brief list. Morris, Morgan, Graham, Dembosky, Trombley, Frisk. I mean, there are, out of 23 executives that the Bronson administration started with, there were only four remaining at the end of his term. I mean, you know, seriously, this is a mayor who from day one wanted to continue to be a candidate, didn't want to be a mayor, and that's why the dude's 10 points behind.
I remember Wally Hickel would say often that some people want to be governor, some people want to do governor. And the same thing works for any office, any job. Some people want to be the job, some people want to do the job. And doing the job is hard work. And I think that Suzanne LaFrance is going to do the job. And that is to her credit.
I agree. Congratulations to Suzanne LaFrance. Now, to end this segment, Ethan and I have painstakingly fed into our AI translator every aspect of the Bronson administration for the last 3 years. And so at this time, we are proud to present the top five reasons why Mayor Dave Bronson was not reelected yesterday.
Greetings, my Anchorage voters. The top five reasons that Mayor Dave Bronson became only the second mayor in Anchorage City history not to win reelection. Number five, he was as honest as a cat in a fish market. Number four, during the last 3 years, if you put his competence on the open market, it wouldn't have fetched a dime. Number three, His moral compass is a broken GPS, always recalculating when he gets close to the truth. Number two, he treated ethics like a buffet. Take what you want and ignore the rest. And the number one reason Mayor Dave Bronson lost his re-election bid in a landslide? If scandals were an art form, his administration would have been the Picasso of politics. Thank you for voting, my Anchorage homies. Peace out.